Greg Oliver. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft. I'm on the Windows Azure incubation team in the developer and platform evangelism. I'm here today with Diane Gallagher at Vorsight Corporation. Diane, who is Vorsight and what's your role? And just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks for having me, Greg. I am one of the co-founders of Vorsight. We're a Seattle-based technology consulting firm. And our specialty is in the communication and collaborations space, but what we're focused on currently is helping our customers move to the cloud. Mm-hmm.
And so, moving to the cloud, I think you're talking about Windows Azure in some way, but I think you're also talking about some other stuff as well. So mm-hmm. tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. So we are talking about Azure, but we're also talking about the Office 365 product or platform that's out there. We've been working with what currently is out there today called BPOS for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we've actually helped over 100 customers move from their existing on-premise solution, whether it be Exchange or SharePoint, to the online services platform, which is BPOS today and will be Office 365 in the near future.
So that's great, Diane. Can you tell me more about what your customers are currently doing in BPOS or Office 365?
Sure. So a really easy entry point for a number of our customers is to move from their existing on-prem Exchange server to Exchange Online. And again, in addition, for some customers to move from their on-prem SharePoint solution to SharePoint Online. Mm-hmm. In doing so, they notice that there's a need for additional services that is already offered with Microsoft Online Services that they may already have today with their current on-premise solution. Mm-hmm. So one of the scenarios is with Exchange Online. Customers are used to using public folders or having a public folder-like solution for them. So you don't get that with Exchange Online today. And in 365, you won't get that also. So what we have done is built some apps that utilize the Azure platform that enable these customers to have that public folder-like experience. Mm-hmm. In addition, with SharePoint Online, there's a lot of customers have built in a lot of workflow into email-enabled SharePoint lists and libraries. Unfortunately, today, that is not something that is enabled on the SharePoint Online platform. So again, we've developed an app that sits within Azure that enables our customers to send email directly into SharePoint Online.
That's fantastic.
So the application that we've developed is a series of Azure services for Microsoft Online. And basically, it's to solve three key pain points for our customers, which is with the online solution, they no longer have Exchange Online public folders or Exchange public folders. SharePoint email-enabled lists are not there for their use. And then also, there's no real cost-effective manner to store a large amount of data and large files. Mm-hmm. So essentially, the Azure services enable those three things right there, is the capability to email attachments and actual email messages itself directly into SharePoint. The customer has the option to then continue to store the information in SharePoint, or if it's going to be a large amount of data, they can push it out to Azure, or if it's a large file that they want to share, you know, in very geographically specific advantageous areas, they can push that out to Azure also.
Mm-hmm. And so how does the Exchange public folders manifest in the Azure solution?
Mm-hmm. So a number of our customers have built in workflow, or they use public folders to share information with a wide group of individuals. With Exchange Online, that's just not enabled today. So customers would need to have a shared inbox, which isn't necessarily the best solution. It's better to store the information in SharePoint and distribute the information or distribute the link to SharePoint to the wide group at that point.
Mm-hmm. So the Exchange managed folders seems in some way to be linked up with the SharePoint email-enabled lists and libraries. Can you say any more about that?
So with the tight integration between Office and SharePoint Online, customers are able to connect from a SharePoint list or a SharePoint library directly within Outlook. And so that gives them the experience that they might have using a traditional Exchange Public folder.
I see. So that's great, Diane. It sounds like you've identified some real interesting things that you can do with the Windows Azure platform to help out with some gaps that your customers found with the online services. What's the developer experience like?
Mm-hmm. So the development experience for us started about 6 months ago. And we really started planning it probably about 6 months prior to that, just because of the sheer number of customers that we have and the number of times that we heard about the customers wanting this type of solution. From a development experience standpoint, we have developers on staff that are already familiar with .NET. They're familiar with the Visual Studio environment. So making that transition to developing for the Azure platform was fairly simple. And so from start to finish, we started development in July, and I want to say we had a beta version out by the end of August. So the timeline on that, or the turnaround on that, was fairly quick, and we were able to start getting customer feedback, in fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So do you have any recommendations for other Microsoft partners who are contemplating working in the Windows Azure framework? Lessons learned, things that you would have done different?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think when we first looked at building some apps that would work with the online services, we looked at different platforms that were out there for us. And one of the things that we kept coming back to was that we wanted our customers to feel the same amount of security that they felt when they purchased the online services solution.
So you mean application security or asset security?
Just more from a business standpoint when making a decision of what company they were going to go with. Would they go with Amazon? Would they go with Microsoft? Would they go with Google? And customers were already comfortable. They'd made the decision to go with Microsoft from an online services standpoint. So when we made that decision, we made it knowing that a majority of our customers would be using that platform, and they would feel safe and secure continuing to use other Microsoft platforms.
So anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, some lessons learned for us was understanding what programs were available to us, working with teams such as yourself, DPE, within Microsoft, and getting to know what we had available. Also, understanding the different subscription offerings out there. We're currently using the MSDN offering, which is great. It gives us a monthly allocation.
Is that the MSDN that you get with your partner?
Yeah. Right. So Microsoft or
the Microsoft Foresight. Partner Network.
Right. Yeah. Microsoft Partner Network. Foresight is a gold certified partner. Mm-hmm. Which is in the old terms. In the new terms, we are currently mapping to that offering.
So what we're looking at is a standard, essentially out-of-the-box SharePoint Online site where I have configured a SharePoint list that I've called Announcements and Communications, and I've also configured a SharePoint document library, which I have called Contracts. So if you can imagine the scenario where you maybe are an HR department and you would like to send correspondence out to the entire company, but also make that correspondence not only available via the employee's email, but available their SharePoint Online site. So what I'm going to do now is quickly send that memo out to my employees. So we'll just go ahead and give this the subject of memo to employees. And what I'd really like them to do is fill out a new benefit enrollment form. So we'll just go ahead and add that to the subject line. And go ahead and attach that file. Okay. And so that's just a standard Word document from Office 2010, and we'll go ahead and shoot that off. If you can take a quick look, what I've done is went ahead and configured a contact within Exchange Online to map to the VOR app's email address. That way, when you send the email, it knows where to route the information. In previous scenarios, you may have used an Exchange public folder or maybe a distribution list. In this case, you could continue sending it to that distribution list and add this contact to it, or you could send it to this contact directly and have users access this memo via the SharePoint site. So I'm going to go ahead and just send this now and come back to the site. So you can see that the memo to employees enrollment form has gone ahead and appeared in our SharePoint list now. And I will go ahead and click on this. And this is just a standard SharePoint list item at this time. The only thing that's different is the actual email that was sent has now been renditioned as an HTML page, and the actual document is stored in our storage services, which lives on the Windows Azure platform. If you look in the lower hand, bottom lower hand, you can see the URL to the Azure file. Storing these files in Azure can be beneficial from the standpoint of simply allowed a certain quota of storage within SharePoint Online. That quota can get used up pretty quickly, and continuing to purchase storage space on a per gig per month basis could end up being quite expensive. So this is a way to potentially reduce costs. Also, provides you a way with distributing files publicly outside of the SharePoint Online site. So in the case where maybe this was a public relations announcement that you wanted to distribute out on the internet, you could simply do that also by sending out the Azure URL to your customers. So the other scenario that we run into quite often with our customers is the scenario of in the past, you would have a fax server or a server that scanned documents, and it would send an email directly to an employee or to a Exchange public folder. Well, unfortunately, with Exchange Online, you no longer have public folders available to you. So what we've gone ahead and did was continue to enable that experience. Also, in the past, you had available with SharePoint on-premise the capability to send emails directly to a document library and save those attachments into the document library. Again, with VOR apps, you're able to continue that experience or offering that experience to your end users. So again, what I'm going to do is go ahead and submit a attachment or document directly to the SharePoint document library. So in this case, maybe the scenario is a new W-2 that an employee has filled out, and you'd like it to go to a group of people or, store that directly into the SharePoint library. So we'll just go ahead and give this a title of W-2 form. And shoot it off. And we'll go ahead and just refresh the screen. And there we go. The attachment has gone ahead and is now in the contracts document library within SharePoint Online. So one of the nice features of Office 210 and SharePoint Online is the ability to directly connect to Outlook. And so we'll go ahead and just do that. And this really completes that Exchange public folder experience. So as you can see, we're down here within the SharePoint list, and we're looking at the actual document.
Just double-click to open it directly from Outlook, or you can view it in the preview pane. And that's a quick demo of VorApps.